JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, former wards of the state receive scholarships, and later in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, Coconut Brush. Stay with us. Four former wards of the state were presented with scholarships each worth $5,000 by Children of Jamaica Outreach Inc. COJO at its annual scholarship awards luncheon held recently. Director at the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, Dr. Maurice Smith, reminded the recipients that they should not allow their circumstances or backgrounds to define their ambitions.
We send you to school and we're investing in you because we need you to cultivate the right kind of perspective about Jamaica. And we are sending you to school because we believe that the knowledge and the values and the skills that you will derive from your experiences there will certainly assist the country to become the kind of place it ought to be for all of us to live, work, do business, and to raise families.
All four awardees, Ruth Ann Hamilton, Judy-Ann Oldacre, McCoy McNeish, and Kemar Henry are pursuing tertiary-level education. Ruth-Ann is pursuing accounting at the University of Technology. Judy-Ann, languages at Shortwood Teachers College. McCoy is studying medicine at the University of the West Indies. And Kemar, dentistry at UTEC. Judy-Ann says being chosen for the scholarship is an incentive for the recipients to work even harder.
Personally, this scholarship acts as a motivation, knowing that there are so many students searching for an opportunity as lucrative as this, and I have been blessed to receive this honor. I am no more motivated to come out of my comfort zone, work harder, and push myself to the limit.
COJO is a Jamaican nonprofit organization based in New York whose mission is to help improve the health, education, and general well-being of underprivileged children. Over the past 10 years, the volunteer-driven organization has supported a number of institutions in Jamaica and the United States.
Ride with JUTC and traveling style.
JUTC, better value for your money than most urban transport bus systems anywhere.
That's a fact.
Easy boarding, just wait in line. Quick commuting time.
And JUTC will roll out more buses than ever before.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
Spacious.
Comfortable.
Ah, air conditioned.
Yeah, man, security turn up.
And we are among the best urban transport systems in the world.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
Courtesy and safety, that's second to none.
JUTC.
We're here to serve you better.
JUTC,
your route to excellence.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I want to talk about the coconut brush. The coconut brush is actually made from coconut. We get a dried coconut and we cut it in two with a saw. And then we take out the middle part of it, and that can be thrown away. And then the part that is left now is called the coconut brush. Well, in my days, what we used to do is use the polish, genie polish. For those who didn't have genie polish, they would get wax. The wax is what we get from the bees. And then we would heat that over fire and rub it on the brush. When we do that now, we would start shining our floor. And we will get a nice, nice shine. That is one of my favorite glimpses of Jamaica. My name is Corinne Watson, and I'm from Quickstep.
You can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Just email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's where we end today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer and producer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.